say, well, lately I've been building a little boat, just a little boat. Well, I've been fixing all the leaks. I'm gonna make sure that she floats.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
Right back to my starting shore. So won't you come and roll that other oar with me?
And so we entered into this project knowing that we would never be able to make use of any local potable water sources for anything except maybe use in the office at the site or something like that for drinking water like you would any other house or office in the area. We're actually going to be drawing our water for the process makeup water needs from the Dakota Aquifer, which is a very high salinity aquifer that starts about 5,500 feet down. It's not used by anybody for anything. It's actually the aquifer in which the drilling companies use for disposal of their wastewater from drilling. So we're making use of wastewater, basically, in order to drive our process. There is no discharge kind of issue with the project. It is designed as a zero discharge facility. So, you know, we've done a lot, just as we have on air, we've done a lot on water to make sure that this is not going to be a blight on the environment or on the local community. But you also mentioned earlier issue of smoke or other air stuff. You know, in terms of misconceptions, you know, people drive by a lot of different energy facilities and they see, for instance, steam coming off of the cooling towers. That's steam, not smoke. And, you know, it's not something we're even going to be doing at the refinery. We're using air cooling and not cooling towers for steam, I mean, for cooling. So you're not going to see that big cloud of steam like you do in some of the other facilities around. Also, there is no smoke. I mean, you know, this is, again, going to be an incredibly clean facility. So the thought of having a smokestack with something brown or black coming out of it is simply not something you're going to see at this place.
Here on over on the east side of the state, the Red River Valley is known for its sugar beets. And in Moorhead, Minnesota, which is right next to Fargo, they've got the sugar beet plant there. And it took people a little while to realize that white smoke coming out was steam. It wasn't smoke, I guess. It was just steam. And they've got a similar plant in Sidney, Montana, which is, you know, less than an hour drive, 45 minutes away from Williston. And that's an energy town. And so I think a lot of people have gotten used to, you know, seeing white smoke and realize that it is steam. But what you're telling me is that really it's not going to be either. I mean, you guys are going to be doing some zero emission standard technology that's not going to really even give you a smokestack or a steam stack. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. You know, cooling towers are just not a smart way for us to go. You know, we might have a small one over in a corner someplace that would be for some sort of emergency operation, but it's kind of like the flare stack. There are some refineries where the flare is always going, and that's just simply a sign of waste and inefficiency within the process. Our flare is probably going to operate 20 hours a year, you know, so it's a totally different design philosophy because we're putting this project together during a day and age where people don't want to see that. We're not starting with a 40-year-old plant to try to patch it up and make it a little bit cleaner. We're starting with a blank sheet of paper, and we don't have to make those legacy technology decisions that other firms are stuck with.
Bring up a good point there. That what makes this thing so exciting from my perspective is this is a new facility. This is not trying to patchwork something of old. Not that that's not a bad way to go about doing things, but obviously if you're building something new, you're getting virtually state-of-the-art technology throughout, whether it's either concrete or the emissions standards or whether it's, you know, even the flooring. A lot of times it's the state-of-the-art technology that's making these things, set apart from its competition. Pipelines and transload facilities, are you guys going to be doing anything along those lines? Because once you get the product done, it's got to get to market somehow, and then you got to get the product into your refinery as well. Has that been finalized? Have you made steps towards something along a load facility or pipeline?
You know, the safest way to move any of this stuff is by pipeline. And for crude, since it all wants to come to the refinery, we're probably going to bring most of it in by pipeline. And there are several pre-existing gathering systems in the area. So, you know, we're over the next, let's just say 5 years, we'll probably end up connected to everybody. You know, we haven't made any final decisions on where we're starting out there, but I don't see any reason to dig up the ground and replicate other people's systems when those systems are underutilized right now. You know, some of the local producers, I mean, some of which are less than 5 or 10 miles away, they'll probably show up at our refinery with a truckload of oil once in a while. And, you know, so we'll have the ability to accept crude oil by truck, but that won't be a major portion of our crude supply. On the product side, it'll be a mixture because some of the products all want to go to a single point, somewhat more distant point where pipeline and or rail makes the most sense. But quite a bit of our product will be distributed and retailed locally. And, you know, so a great deal of our products are going to go out by truck because it's going to serve a local market. But again, you know, the emphasis here has to be on safety and efficiency. And again, you know, if there's a choice to be made, the safest choice is always in a pipeline.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Yeah, with you and Mary Portland, we'll get there eventually.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Yeah, next go, I think it's Paul, I say. And then there'll be only Ringo to play.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
Just had a good meeting with Governor Perry, who is the nominee for Energy Secretary. He's somebody I've worked with and known for many years. We served for a decade together as governors, so we're good friends. We have a very good relationship. I think he really understands energy issues, and he's already committed to come out to North Dakota and see what we're doing, not only at the University of North Dakota Energy and Environmental Research Center, but also obviously across the state, all the things we're doing both in traditional energy and in renewable energy. So I look forward to working with him. I think he would be good for the country in terms of developing all of our energy resources and certainly good for North Dakota as well.
To listen to the full-length interview or other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.